Have you ever stopped to think what makes a big sporting event, well, really special, beyond just who wins or loses? Is it the crowd? The skill? Or maybe something deeper, like how it connects to a place, its culture, its people?
What's a great question.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into the world of premier golf festivals and championships, and we're focusing specifically on some incredible ones in South Africa.
A fantastic golfing destination.
Exactly. We've got some great source material here that we'll use as our guide. Our mission is to pull out the most important insights, maybe some surprising facts about these unique events that are, you know, about so much more than just golf.
What's fascinating here is how these events really do transcend mere sport. They actually become cultural landmarks, and pretty significant economic drivers, too.
So they shape more than just the leaderboard.
Oh, absolutely. They influence the whole region. It's about the whole experience, really, the amazing settings, the community involvement. They contribute in all sorts of ways.
That really sets the stage nicely. So let's kick off with the Sunshine Tour Golf Festival. The material describes this as a really vibrant celebration, bringing together talent from all over the world, right across South Africa.
That's right. It kind of sets a high bar for golf festivals,
yeah,
globally speaking. It mixes these really thrilling competitions with, honestly, breathtaking locations.
And it's not just a weekend thing, is it? The schedule sounds quite extensive.
Yeah, it's expertly put together, usually spanning several weeks. It features a whole diverse range of events. So, you know, plenty of chances for fans to see top-tier golf.
From established stars to newcomers.
Exactly. Seasoned champions alongside promising up-and-coming players. It creates a really dynamic atmosphere.
And it includes some pretty prestigious tournaments within the festival itself. I saw the Joburg Open and the SA Open mentioned.
Yes, those are pillars of the festival. They're foundational. The Joburg Open often has this great community feel, maybe kicks things off. While the SA Open, well, that brings a history. Deep, deep roots.
So it's that mix, the big individual trophies within the broader festival buzz.
Precisely. That blend of high-stakes championship golf inside a larger, you know, more vibrant festival atmosphere is what makes the Sunshine Tour quite unique.
And the venues. You mentioned breathtaking locations. Tell us more.
Oh, they are spectacular. Courses like the Gary Player Country Club, Leopard Creek. They're not just tough courses. They offer scenery that just makes the whole experience unforgettable.
Leopard Creek. Isn't that the one known for wildlife?
That's the one. It's not unusual at all to see giraffes, maybe even crocs, near the course. It gives it this distinctively South African feel, right alongside world-class golf.
Amazing.
And the facilities themselves, you know, practice ranges, clubhouses, they're absolutely top tier. It all cements its premier status.
Wow. Okay. So golf plus a bit of a safari. It sounds like it's geared towards more than just hardcore fans then, like a whole day out for everyone.
Definitely. It's about broadening the appeal. They offer loads of interactive things. It's not just about sitting and watching.
Like what specifically? How do they draw people in?
Well, you might have golf clinics, maybe get a quick tip from a pro. There are often meet and greets with players, you know, autograph opportunities, merchandise stalls.
So you get closer to the action, connect more.
Exactly. It fosters that deeper connection. You feel like you're part of it, not just looking on from the sidelines.
And I bet they pull out all the stops on the entertainment front, too.
Oh, absolutely. The festival atmosphere is key.
Yeah.
There's live music, fantastic food stalls, showcasing lots of great South African cuisine, which is a treat in itself.
Sounds delicious.
And dedicated kids zones too, with activities. So it genuinely is fun and inclusive for, you know, all ages. More festival than just tournament.
You mentioned connecting with players. How do they make these sort of elite athletes feel more relatable?
Through things like interviews, behind the scenes stories that get shared, you get insights into their dedication, maybe their struggles, the wins.
The human side.
Exactly. You hear about the ridiculously early practice sessions, the constant travel, the mental game. It's those glimpses beyond the perfect swing that really humanize them, makes them relatable, and it definitely inspires younger golfers.
Right. Now, an event on this scale, it must take some serious backing, right? We're talking major sponsorships and partnerships.
Oh, definitely. Crucial. And key sponsors, they don't just write checks. They bring their own energy, engaging activations, promotions right there at the festival.
So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Sponsors get huge visibility. The festival gets the funding and maybe some cool interactive zones. And the fans get a richer experience. Plus, it's vital support for growing the game in South Africa.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Moving beyond the big festival umbrella, South Africa has these specific championships that are like cornerstones. Each one seems to have its own unique history or format that really makes it stand out.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, these specific tournaments are truly foundational to South African golf. They have global resonance too. They're not just dates on a calendar. They're part of the story of golf's evolution, testaments to its legacy.
Let's start with one you mentioned earlier, the SA Open Golf Championship. The sources highlight this as a real beacon of excellence. And get this, it's one of the oldest national golf championships anywhere in the world. Dates back to the early 1900s.
Incredible history.
Yeah.
And its evolution into a major Sunshine Tour event, consistently featuring both local stars and international names, has profoundly shaped South African golf's competitive scene.
A stepping stone for local talent.
Often, yes. A huge chance for South African players to measure themselves against the world's best on home soil. It's launched many international careers.
And the player lineup is always strong, a mix of experience and youth.
Precisely. That mix really ramps up the competition. Fans get to see amazing skill across generations. You always get a strong field, former champs, big names.
Yeah.
It ensures a fierce battle on some truly iconic courses.
And for the spectators, it sounds like it's more than just watching from the ropes. The SA Open aims for an immersive experience.
That's right. They try to offer prime viewing spots, get you close. Then there are autograph sessions, sometimes Q&As with the players. It really becomes a celebration of the sport and its community.
Creating memories.
Exactly. Deeper connection to the game.
And the courses themselves. Known for being tough, I gather.
Oh, meticulously designed. They really test every single part of a player's game. Think strategic bunkers, deep ones, and tricky undulating greens. You need a pro's touch just to read them sometimes.
Precision is key.
Absolutely. Understanding those subtleties is crucial for the players, and it makes it exciting for fans to watch how they navigate those challenges.
Okay, so from a historic championship, let's shift gears slightly. Let's zero in on an event known for being, well, quite exclusive and having really high stakes, the Nedbank Golf Challenge. What sets this one apart?
Right, the Nedbank. It's definitely revered for that exclusive, in that high-stakes feel. Yeah. It's a highlight for serious golf fans. Usually it's a stroke play event.
Yep.
Meaning every shot counts.
Every single one. From the first tee shot Thursday to the final putt Sunday, it all adds up. That format really dials up the pressure, no off holes like in match play. And it's a limited field, an elite field, invited based on world rankings. That really adds to the prestige.
And the prize money is famously huge, isn't it?
It is. Ranks among the highest anywhere globally, which naturally is a massive draw for the absolute top talent. That, plus things like amazing hospitality, promotional perks, it all motivates players to bring their A game. Fierce competition guaranteed.
But it's not just about the golf and the money, is it? The Nedbank also seems committed to charity.
Very much so. It has a deep commitment to philanthropy, supporting various charities, making a real positive impact locally. These initiatives often get highlighted during the tournament week, which is great. Reminds everyone that sport can be a powerful force for good.
Okay, let's move to another unique one, the Alfred Dunhill Championship. Described as where golf meets luxury, it attracts pros, but also celebrities.
Yes, that blend is its signature. It creates this really unforgettable vibe, adding a definite layer of glamour. Celebrity involvement is key. You'll see famous faces from sport, film, music, competing alongside the pros.
That must draw a different kind of attention.
It really does. Elevates the profile, brings in significant media coverage, maybe attracts a wider audience beyond just the hardcore golf fan.
And it uses that distinctive pro-am format.
That's right. This unique structure pairs amateur players with the professionals. They compete as teams. For the amateurs, I mean, imagine. It's an incredible learning experience, a chance to play alongside your heroes.
Builds real camaraderie, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. It really enriches the whole atmosphere of the tournament, makes it feel a bit different.
And the luxury aspect is prominent, too. Hospitality, sponsors.
Very clear. Think exquisite hospitality suites, high-end sponsor activations, gourmet food, exclusive parties. It's a very sophisticated, enjoyable atmosphere, a real standout for those looking for that premium experience alongside the golf.
And again, like the Sunshine Tour venues, the courses are spectacular.
Oh, yes. Often held at places like Leopard Creek or the Gary Player Country Club, South Africa's most picturesque courses, the sheer beauty just adds another layer. It's a celebration of the country's natural splendor as much as it is about golf. It creates stunning visuals.
Okay, we've covered these amazing events. So what does this all mean for the wider community and maybe the future of golf there? These festivals, these championships, they don't just happen in isolation, do they? They clearly impact communities, culture, inclusivity.
Right. And this raises an important question about how these events function as platforms for, well, for much more than just who shoots the lowest score. It really underscores how sport, when it's done thoughtfully, can contribute to society on so many different levels.
Let's take the Joburg Open Golf Festival. The source material paints it as really embodying Johannesburg's golfing spirit. Dynamic format, strong community focus.
Exactly. It emphasizes broad participation and creates a really positive local buzz. The format often includes not just the pro tournament, but amateur competitions too, maybe clinics run by the pros. So it feels accessible, you know, grassroots connections.
And that positive impact goes beyond the golf course itself.
Oh, definitely. It plays a big role in developing golf among young people. Inspiration, access. And think about the local economy. Hotels, restaurants, shops. They get a significant boost from all the visitors. It's good for the community, good for the attendees, helps the sport thrive locally.
And sponsorships are key here too, not just for the money.
Correct. They add to the vibrancy. Engaging activations, maybe innovative things like sustainability initiatives or corporate responsibility programs linked to the event. That resonates with people and strengthens those community ties, shows a commitment beyond just the tournament.
Then shifting south, we have the Cape Town Golf Festival. Sounds stunning golf against that iconic city backdrop. Competitive, but also cultural.
Yeah, it really captivates locals and tourists alike. It offers this unique mix of sport and culture. Imagine playing, or even just watching, on courses like Atlantic Beach or Royal Cape. You've got ocean views, Table Mountain. It's just magical. Yeah. Hard to beat that setting.
Sounds incredible. And it's properly inclusive, too. Amateur tournaments for everyone.
Yes, and that's important. Competitions for all skill levels. It gives budding local golfers a platform, nurtures talent, and just promotes a love for the game in the wider community, creates a real sense of shared experience.
And beyond the fairways, there are cultural experiences mixed in.
That's a key differentiator for the Cape Town event. Attendees can explore local arts, crafts, try traditional food, enjoy live music celebrating South African culture. It's this blend that makes it exhilarating, but also, you know, deeply enriching, promotes cultural appreciation alongside the golf.
Okay, finally, let's touch on a really landmark event, the South African Women's Open. This one's specifically about empowering female golfers, right? Celebrating their contributions.
Absolutely. A vital tournament. It plays such an important role in elevating the status of women in golf, inspiring the next generation. It provides that prestigious platform for female athletes, encourages young girls to dream big in golf, and fosters an environment where women's talent can really shine.
And the courses are set up to specifically challenge the women competitors.
Yes, they present unique obstacles demanding, you know, real precision and adaptability. It allows the female golfers to showcase their incredible skill, their resilience, their mastery of the game at the highest level. Really highlights their prowess.
And it actively tries to inspire the next generation. It goes beyond just the tournament week.
It does. Through outreach programs, community engagement, they partner with schools, local groups, host workshops, clinics. It's about directly introducing young women to golf, contributing to the long-term growth of the women's game in South Africa, making sure more young women get the chance to play and excel.
Wow, what an incredible tour we've just had through these diverse, impactful golf events in South Africa. It's so clear they offer so much more than just, you know, 4 days of competition.
Indeed. And what's truly fascinating, I think, is seeing how sport, especially through these big festivals, really does contribute significantly to local economies, yes, but also fostering those deep community connections and promoting genuine cultural appreciation. It's a powerful mix. It makes you wonder, what if these golf festivals, beyond the obvious economic and sporting side, become even more powerful catalysts for, say, cultural exchange, youth development, maybe even on a global scale, using that shared love of the game as sort of a universal language?
That's a great thought to leave our listeners with. After hearing all this, what stands out to you from this deep dive? We hope you've gained a fresh perspective on the amazing, multifaceted impact of these South African golf events.